Hi everyone. Today we're going to try a meditation that uses a mantra as an anchor. The concept here is pretty simple. We say one phrase while breathing in and a second phrase while breathing out. There are lots of different mantras and you're welcome to come up with your own, whatever words you find most supportive to you. This mantra was something that came to me at a time when I was particularly struggling with my relationship to my body. In that context, it was very powerful for me, but it may not fit for you, and that's totally okay. Before you start the meditation, make sure you found a comfortable position, whether that be sitting, standing, or lying down. I realize for disabled people, the word comfort may be relative, but the goal is just to find as much comfort as you can for the next 20 minutes or so. In a moment, I'll be ringing my bell to start the meditation. When you're ready, close your eyes or lower your gaze. Another technique for relaxing your body and mind a little bit is to gently curl your lips up into a half smile. This is not only very relaxing, but I often find that a little half smile will suddenly turn into a full, large smile and feelings of joy. And start off by taking a few deep breaths. If the breath is not supportive to you, you don't have to sync your breath and the mantra together. Once you've relaxed a bit, on your next in-breath, think to yourself, "This is my body." And on the out-breath, "I love my body." This is my body. I love my body. You may not love your body at this time, but with time, these words can change how you think about your body. Reprogramming how you think is an important part of all the practices I discuss in this course. These words came to me when I was having a particularly difficult time with my body and my relationship to it. Saying I love my body is not about loving the pain or mobility issues I deal with. It's about loving my body because it's mine. It's all I have. Breathing in, "This is my body." Breathing out, "I love my body." When we say, "This is my body," we are acknowledging that although we may wish for a different body, this is the one we have. We can't escape that reality. living in opposition to our bodies is very painful because it's something we can't change. This is my body. I love my body. This is my body. I love my body. I'm going to be silent for a little while and let you sit with that. If you like, you can continue the mantra for the duration of the meditation. Or you can use it for as long as it's comfortable, and then let it go. And if you notice your mind going off on your own, you can use the mantra again to reset the practice. if you've noticed your mind has drifted, just non-judgmentally direct it back by remembering your mantra. Don't worry or be frustrated if you notice you're off track. Your mind is just doing what minds do. Appreciate the noticing and return to the present moment. This is my body. I love my body. This is my body. I love my body. We're coming to the end of our meditation. One last time. This is my body. I love my body. In a moment, I will ring my bell 3 times to end our meditation. Thanks for your practice, everyone. I hope this meditation was supportive to you and that you enjoy the rest of your day. Take good care.